You're listening to KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cazera. We're very excited to have a special guest in the studio this afternoon. He's been very busy lately, having just released a new album in July called Back and Forth. He followed that up just a couple of months later with another album recorded with Scarlett Johansson. It's called Breakup, and his name is Pete Yorn. He's on tour now. He's made time to stop by the KXT studios this afternoon. Pete Yorn, welcome.
Thanks.
So who'd you bring with you today?
Mark Noseworthy. He's playing guitar. He's my bandmate and good friend.
All right. So how's the tour going since you've been so busy lately? How's the tour going?
It's been going great. We were in Baton Rouge, Louisiana last night, and New Orleans the night before that. So that was a really fun part of the tour. And we got about two shows left till we get a little break. We got here in Dallas, and then we have Phoenix. And it's been great just getting out, seeing everybody, playing the new songs.
What's your favorite place to play?
Let's see. There have been a lot of good ones. Baton Rouge was really surprising last night. That was a really big turnout. I was surprised there were so many interested people in that town. So that was really cool. But New Orleans actually is always great. I kind of could have a good time anywhere. You know, Madison, Wisconsin was great on this tour. Philadelphia, Bloomington, Indiana. We've been hitting a lot of college towns. This is actually one of the only major cities on this leg of the tour. We've been in kind of more smaller areas. So it's been interesting to get in there and see what's going on.
Well, how about a song? What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play one from my record, Back and Forth. This is called Last Summer. One, two, three, four. Short, but not for no one reason. We couldn't stare. We were not each other's truth. We were close, but very far. Never see your face in sunshine again. We were there last summer. It was fresh as the ocean. We cannot go back again. To repeat what we once had. No, I cannot do it all again. Prolonging pain that we will deal with. Eventually, yeah. We were there last summer. It was fresh as the ocean. We were great last summer. We cannot go back again. Talk about it and laugh, but now it's too close. It's too close. We know what we must do. as fresh as the ocean. We have a great last summer. We cannot go back again.
Last summer, and Pete Yorin, he's here in the studio with us at KXT 91.7. It's great, Pete.
Thanks a lot.
So now you started out playing the drums, and you taught yourself actually at the age of nine. How does a nine-year-old teach himself how to play drums?
I had older brothers. One was like 6 years older than me, one's 9 years older than me, and there was a drum set in our basement. I used to just watch them mess around in it for hours, and they would have their bands jamming in my basement, so I would just watch them, and I just would sneak in there and start playing. Just picked it up.
What records would you play with eventually when you got where you were keeping a beat, keeping a rhythm? What artists would you drum to?
I used to love putting on headphones and playing to records. I remember one of the first ones, I remember playing to Dance the Night Away by Van Halen. We had a cowbell, and I used to like using the cowbell in the intro of the song, but yeah, that was one of the first ones I remember. Sunday Blaze Sunday by U2, I remember like really loving to play that. And then a couple of weird records, like a later B-52s record. I used to love the drumming on, I would play to it. The one with Rome was on that record, and I used to play to that entire record a lot. It was really fun. And some Tears for Fears stuff as well. But yeah, it was good. I was just saying the other day that I really want to play more drums, and I want to put headphones on and play the records again. It was good times.
So how and when did you switch to guitar?
Switched to guitar. I didn't switch. I just learned guitar when I was like 12. There were some beat up old acoustic guitars sitting around in my basement as well. That one was my mom's, and there was only two strings on it, and I would just start messing around. I remember I would do this. I'd be like, remember if I could learn the Violent Femmes or something on one string, or Smoke on the Water. And it was weird, actually. I remember I went to public school in New Jersey, and we had a mandatory guitar class. It was a music class that was, everyone had their own acoustic guitar to play. And that was in seventh grade. So I must have been 12, 13 at that point. And I got a D in the class because I didn't know how to play and I didn't pay any attention. I've been bad with the schooling aspect of it. And then that summer, I went away to some like summer camp up in the Catskill Mountains. And that's where I learned all my chords from a friend this kid just taught me. And I was bummed because if I had that guitar class, you know, a semester later, I would have gotten an A because it was so simple. Just know the basic chords, but I didn't pay attention.
So you released a record with Scarlett Johansson in September, and how did that happen?
Had it come out, or had the record come together?
It was
a project that we did a long time ago, like end of 2006, early 2007, and I just had this idea that I wanted to make a duets record. I wanted to have this an album with a boy's dialogue and a girl's dialogue, and have that kind of back and forth banter. And I thought Scarlett would be a great character to play the female role. So I just kind of cast her like I would cast a movie or something, you know. I thought that her persona, and like I didn't know at that point if she could sing at all, but it didn't matter. I just felt that she could play the part of the of who I saw singing the songs. And so I reached out to her. I'd known her for a long time, but I hadn't spoken to her in over a year at that point. And I text messaged her and I said, you want to do this record? And she hit me back and was like, yeah, sounds fun. So we did it. And I basically had her over at my friend's house to record it for like 2 days. And she sang all the parts. And I kind of taught her the songs on the spot there. And it came together. We just sat on it for a while and just let it simmer, see if we liked it. And as time went by, it always put a smile on our face when we heard it. And so we decided to put it out.
How about another song for us?
Yeah, we do that. Let's
great. See.
This is actually one from the breakup. It's called Blackie's Dead. Darling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Darling, you're mistaken. I don't like what's going on. Tell you too much conversation. Won't catch you off. You said Blackie's dead. Black is dead, and then run the other way. I don't wanna tell you that you're not there on my list. And what's with all that? You say you know you're not interested in this. I'm in love with a girl who sees what you are, and tell them you know, tell them your great big poem. Yeah, and always feel the pressure from home. Darling, we will visit. I know you don't feel this way. What's with all that information? Oh, don't give it away. You said black is dead. Black is dead. And then run the other way. I'm in love with a girl who sees what you are. What you are. Tell them you know. Tell them you're great, big poem. Yeah, I'm what you are, what you are. Tell them you know, tell them your great big poem. Yeah, and always feel the pressure from home. Tell them you know, tell them your great big poem. Yeah, I'm in love with a girl who sees what you are, tell them you know, tell them your great big poem. Yeah, and always feel the pressure from home. Darling, you're forgiven, I don't like what's going on.
Blackie's Dead by Pete Yorn. He's here live in the studio with us here at KXT 91.7. Who's that song about?
Who? I don't know if it's about a who. I think it's about superstition, right. And how you could become trapped by some sort of superstitions or bad OCD-type habits. Something like that.
So tell us about the songs you wrote for Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, wow.
And you wrote the score for that, too, right?
Yeah. I wrote the score for the movie, but the songs that were in it, I wrote for my record Music for the Morning After, and then they just happened to use them for the movie. Huh. I was, this was back in 2000. I was already signed to Columbia, and I was done recording Music for the Morning After, and I was mixing it when I got a call from Peter Farrelly, who's half of the Farrelly brothers who directed the film, and he reached out to me. I remember I was on a plane. I was going to New York from L.A., and he was like, hey, man, I love these songs. I want to put some in the movie. And I was like, great. You know, that's amazing. Take them. And then he said, I want you to score it, too. And I was like, well, I don't know nothing about scoring movies. And he's like, that's all right. You'll be good at it. And I guess in the past, after I did some research, they've had a history of singer-songwriters scoring their films. Like, they had Freddie Johnson do one. They had Jonathan Richman do Something About Mary. And So they kind of liked that kind of aesthetic. So it was fun to do that. It was different than, you know, writing songs for my own reasons. You know, I had to kind of fit them into the film. And it was a good experience. It was cool. I love those guys. And they've been real good to me.
That's great. Yeah. Will you do one more song for us?
Yeah, of course.
What's this one?
This is an oldie but a goodie. This is the first song on my first record called Life in a Chain. Nosey, you know this one?
I know this one.
All right. I forgot my harmonica, though, so you're going to have to imagine. I live on a chain, and you share the same last name. There's a joke sent a bottle of whiskey. Is you choked? The scent made you feel dirty. Yeah, I was waiting over here for life to begin. I was looking for the new thing. You were the sunshine heading my front line. I was alone, and you were just around the corner from me. Time alone is good. I spend my day in the city, in a dirty neighborhood. You know you'll never convince me. So I sold the town away. I couldn't wait to forget you. I was killed in half a day. I hadn't time to regret you. Yeah, I was waiting over here for life to begin. Looking for the new thing. You were the sunshine heading my front line. I was alone, and you were just around the corner from me. Yeah. Chain, and you share the same last name. There's a joke, I sent a bottle of whiskey. As you choked, instead it made you feel dirty. Waiting over here for life to begin. Looking for the new thing. You were the sunshine hitting my front line. I was alone, and you were just around the corner from me. Yeah. You were the sunshine hitting my front line. Ain't just around the corner from me. Yeah, you were. You were the sunshine hitting my front line. Ain't just around the corner from me. Just around the corner from me, yeah.
That's Pete Yorn live here on KXT 91.7. Thanks, guys, very much.
Thanks for having
us. Really appreciate it. So now, Pete Yorn, you play. He plays the House of Blues tonight, and you can get complete North Texas concert listings at kxt.org. And while you're there, take a look at our archive of live performances. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is KXT 91.7 Music to the Core.